have on that. It's 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com.
Gave them the opportunities, they took advantage. Hats off to Kansas City, and it's a well-coached team by Coach Reed.
Redskins coach Jay Gruden after last night's Redskins 29-20 loss to the Kansas City Chiefs.
You guys competed, man. I'm happy the way they competed. We just unfortunately didn't finish today.
The Redskins have a bye next weekend. They'll take on the 49ers on Sunday the 15th. A day after the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history, authorities are learning more about the shooter. 64-year-old retired accountant Stephen Paddock, who fired into a crowd of thousands during an outdoor concert in Las Vegas.
Police say Paddock took his life before a SWAT team stormed the room using explosives. Police were covering an arsenal of 23 weapons from Paddock's hotel room, including multiple rifles, some with scopes. Police say he had been staying at the hotel since last Thursday in a large suite. Investigators believe the guns were purchased legally, but according to law enforcement, initial reports suggest at least one rifle was altered to function as an automatic weapon.
Correspondent Gene Casares. As we begin to learn more about the Las Vegas shooting victims, we're finding out that one is an Anne Arundel County native who was gravely injured in the attack. Tina Frost, a 2008 graduate of Arundel High School, was among the more than 520 people wounded in the shootings. Her sister says Tina lost an eye and is now in intensive care. President Trump goes to Puerto Rico today.
It's not clear how much of the damage the president will see up close and personal on Puerto Rico. He's heading to an Air National Guard base where he'll meet with first responders, storm victims, and those working on the relief effort, both from the federal and local governments. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said they did invite San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz to be part of the event.
She's been invited to participate.
It wasn't clear, though, whether the president intended to speak with her one-on-one. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
The D.C. Council's getting into the question of whether dogs should be allowed at restaurants that have outdoor seating.
The rule about no pets on the patio has been around for a while, but it wasn't being enforced until recently. Former D.C. Mayor and current Ward 7 Councilmember Vince Gray is introducing emergency legislation today to change that.
It's not saying that the dogs can be inside the restaurant or inside the bar. It just says if you have a patio outside that they will be available to a dog, if in fact the owner, it gives the authority to the owner to make that decision.
Gray says 9 votes are needed to make that change, but he's hoping for 13. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The month of October is one of the deadliest times of the year on the roads. And the days that are getting shorter and shorter is one big reason why, says AAA's John Townsend.
Before the whole month is over, we lose an hour and 12 minutes of daylight. And so people who are walking or jogging at night and are wearing dark colors are putting themselves in harm's way.
AAA says two of the deadliest days of the entire year are October 26th and Halloween. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 22,558. The Nasdaq at 65,17. Sports, the Chiefs beat the Redskins. NBA preseason, the Wizards win. And baseball's postseason begins tonight as the Yankees host the Twins in the AL wildcard game. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You can grab $1,000 four times a day. Easy. It's 4K a day on WMAL. Your shot at big money every weekday.
All right.
Details at WMAL.com and listen here.
Yay.
4K a day on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Top side of the Maryland Beltway slower than normal. That's due to the crash between Colesville Road and George Avenue. When it initially happened, everyone had been stopped so they could clear some of these vehicles to the shoulder. Now, there's still a lot going on there. And just watched an ambulance a few moments ago return to the scene of the incident. I'm looking at delays as you come out of Greenbelt. So factor in the extra time. That's going to be slow. Just after the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, heavy delays continue again through Silver Spring past Colesville Road. 95 heavy to join on. Southbound 29, watch for those delays. Again, merging onto the backups of the Beltway. For 270, the volume. And that is also extremely heavy. Urbana off and on down to the lane divide, seeing very little break along the way. DC 295, they've been the crash before Pennsylvania Avenue, now gone, but giving us delays out of both Riverdale and Chevrolet off of both the BW Parkway and 50. So we need some extra time until we can clear out those delays for sure. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More clear sky, sunshine, and temperatures getting pushed up a couple degrees each day here today and tomorrow from where we were yesterday. Lots of sunshine, 76 today. Tomorrow we'll push it near 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Chantilly, 48 in Damascus, 57 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The music world says goodbye to Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Tom Petty. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It's Tuesday morning. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll be joined by Ron Hosko. He's an FBI assistant director, and he'll give us the latest on the Vegas shooting. At 7:45, Trevor Maddich, WMAL Redskins analyst, will talk about what happened last night in that game. At 8:05, Dan Bongino will be with us with his take on the Vegas shooting. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow from CNBC to join us. We'll wrap up the world of economics with Larry. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese. Good morning.
Good morning. Today, we're recognizing the life and career of Tom Petty, who's now dead at the age of 66. He passed away at his surrounded by family and bandmates and friends last night at 8:40 p.m. local time in, on the West Coast. So we're recognizing Petty this morning, of course, because, as you should, you know, Tom Petty has, I think, put a huge mark on American music. And I was saying earlier today, you know, you think about Tom Petty, whether or not you were sort of like a diehard fan of Tom Petty, of which I know many, or not, it's kind of hard to escape Tom Petty's music. It was everywhere. It's whether it's every time you listen to classic rock now, it's Tom Petty somewhere in there. Every time you go to an American picnic, it's Tom Petty. Every time you go to the beach, it's Tom Petty. Petty is everywhere. And for good reason. His music is memorable. It's good. It's raw. His some combination of his ability to perform and sing, all of it, I think, has led to some awesome moments. I'm a fan. We talk about sort of your fandom of this all. I'm a fan of American Girl, which I know we have a couple cuts this morning just of various pieces of music from Tom Petty. But I was listening to this yesterday in the car on the way home. I was like, you know, kind of in the mood here, because as the news media was going back and forth about whether or not he was still alive, all I was thinking to myself was like, well, this is at its end. So I'm going to go through his catalog now. I'm going to listen to everything. And here's American Girl. When she was a- Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were embarked on a 40th anniversary tour of the U.S. this year, and they last played three dates in late September at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles. They were next scheduled to play two dates in New York in November. I think you were saying this morning, it's something like a 53-stop tour at this age, at the age of 66, still going strong.
They formed the Heartbreakers in the mid-1970s, but it really wasn't until the band's third album, Damn the Torpedoes, in 1979, that their music was really lit up with hits such as Don't Do Me Like That and also Refugee. So things that he became very well known for, and that all happened from that album in 1979. In 2002, he and the Heartbreakers were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that's obviously a nice coveted opportunity there to be put into the Hall of Fame. He also co-founded the 1980s supergroup, Mary, the Traveling Wilburys, that included Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, George Harrison, and Jeff Lynne. And they had such hits as End of the Line and She's My Baby.
Yeah, I don't know how many albums they put out, but two at the most, the Wilburys. I think that a lot of that had to do with the death of Roy Orbison, which is part of the problem. But I really enjoyed the Traveling Wilburys. I thought they were really great. And at first, nobody knew who they were. They just came out as the Traveling Wilburys, and nobody knew who they were. There was no video. There was nothing. Nobody who knew who the Traveling Wilburys were. And then you slowly started to find out who was in the band. Yeah. I mean, that was a big comeback for Roy Orbison. That was great, you know, for Roy Orbison to see him back again. I mean, he's such a musical talent, was such a musical talent. It was incredible. And, you know, George Harrison, Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I think that's about as super group as it gets. Bob Dylan said in a statement following the announcement of Petty's death that he was, quote, a great performer, full of the light, a friend, and I'll never forget him. Ringo Starr, the Beatle, wrote on Twitter, quote, God bless Tom Petty. Peace and love to his family. I'm sure going to miss you, Tom.
Well, you were just talking about the tour. You know, this was their 40th anniversary tour, and it just concluded. So, you know, if there's a time for him to go, isn't it not? How fitting is it that it's the end of the 40th anniversary tour? They put the period on it. He had told Rolling Stone that he thought this would be the group's last tour together. He said, it's very likely we'll keep playing, but will we take on 50 shows in one tour? I don't think so. I'd be lying if I didn't say I was thinking this might be the last big one. We're all on the backside of our 60s. I have a granddaughter now. I'd like to see as much as I can. I don't want to spend my life on the road.
Tom Petty was born in Florida on October 20th, 1950. I was talking about it earlier, and I guess I didn't realize this. He was introduced to Elvis Presley by his uncle. When you normally say people are introduced to Elvis Presley by their uncle, it usually means here's an Elvis Presley album, and you get to listen to Elvis Presley. He was literally introduced to Elvis Presley by his uncle, because Elvis was shooting the picture to, quote, follow that dream on location in Florida in 1960, and he got to meet Elvis, and that's where he first got switched on to all of this. He got his first guitar in 1962, had the Beatles influence, and then he grew that hair nice and long, and he switched to electric guitar. And then in the 1960s, he joined his first band, which was known as the Sundowners, dropped out of high school at 17, and then joined a band called Mudcrutch, with which he moved to L.A. in 1970. It was that band which broke up and then got back together in 1975, and that group became Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers in 1976.
And we had a caller earlier who said that his dad was friends with Tom Petty's
father. Down in Gainesville,
father.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they always used to say, he, as you said, dropped out at 17, and they used to refer to him as Hippie Tom. Hippie Tom ain't going to amount to much.
Well, he certainly amounted a lot more than
Tom.
That hippie.
And he never lost the look. That is something that I would like to say. I always, whenever I would see Tom Petty, because his hair was just, I always just wanted to cut it off. I always wanted to just cut that hair. I know it's a dumb thing. For all of his talent and everything, that used to just drive me crazy. He kept that hippie look going, and I think he could have cleaned it up and been a much better looking man. So talented, though.
Yeah, younger fans of Tom Petty will probably know him chiefly for his 2008 Super Bowl performance.
Oh, yeah.
One that went down as legendary in status. His performance in 2008, if you can believe, that was already 9 years ago. We'll go out with this. This is Tom Petty at the Super Bowl in 2008. Tom Petty, rest in peace, dead at 66.
Incredible talent.
And it's 7:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Thank you for that. Let's go into Virginia and start on the Greenway, merging onto the toll road past 28. That's where we have accident activity. So the Greenway is getting bogged down as you head up towards paying your tolls there, and southbound 28 to get down onto the toll road as well. So everyone a bit bunched up. On 66, the volume with us, no surprise at this time in the morning, jammed through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. The accident on the Virginia Beltway, Interloop Braddock Road, that's been over to the shoulder for a while. Holy guacamole here. Maryland Beltway had the multi-car crash just a few moments ago. Just one vehicle left getting up onto the tow truck there. Outer loop between Colesville Road and George Avenue. It's all to the right shoulder. But as you come out of the Beltsville area, delays beginning before you get to Route 1. So heavier than normal plan for that top side of the Beltway with 95 delays back near the ICC to merge on. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, lots of sun with a high of 76. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 56. And tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high around 80. Currently in our nation's capital, you might want to put a coat on. It's 57 degrees at 7:16 on WMAL.
All right, good morning. Let's move now to Ron Hosko. He's the former FBI assistant director, and he joins us this morning. Ron, thank you very much for taking out some time for us this morning.
Good morning. It's good to be with you again.
Nice to have you. So let's jump into this whole, you know, this shooting, of course. I mean, as we're kind of navigating through all of this, we have, you know, well over 50 dead. We have well over 500 injured from this Vegas shooter, and the FBI intimately involved in all of this. What is the FBI's role be at this moment?
Well, I know from just watching video this morning and hearing some of the news yesterday that the FBI has very well practiced, trained, and equipped evidence response teams in every field office, certainly here in Washington, D.C., among the best. And so they will surge resources from the laboratory to supplement the evidence response teams to coordinate their work. And they'll certainly coordinate that with state and local investigators here who are the lead to try to recover evidence of value, to review it. I know that they got involved in the digital video review, much like the Boston Marathon bombing, where the FBI spent thousands of hours and surged a lot of people to look frame by frame over video in Boston. To track those attackers backwards and find out who the attackers were. The same effort will be going on here in Las Vegas to process probably thousands of hours of videotape to try to identify this killer's movements.
There's a
and
lot
understand
of,
better, you know, what his motivation was.
There's a lot of evidence to pick through. Obviously, the many weapons found both in the hotel room as well as his home in Mesquite, and the crime scene itself, meaning the concert venue. It's still, unless I'm mistaken, this morning it still sort of looks like how it did after everything was wrapped up just two nights ago now. And, you know, and also all of these computers. I heard local authorities explaining yesterday that they've been getting federal support to sort of go through all of the digital evidence is what you've been talking about.
Yeah, they're going to do that. They're going to comb through that. And of course, you know, you hope that you don't run into any sort of encryption problem, which the FBI encountered in San Bernardino. But they are practiced in this sort of digital exploitation work to categorize the information that they'll find on hard drives and on hand carried devices, and try to put together a picture and see what did he search, what was he looking at on the internet, and when was he looking at it, and what was he doing in response, when did the activity occur, when did his life change, and start to go into this spiral towards madness. It is a critical role, even, with 2020 hindsight now or in retrospect. Look, the killing is over. The carnage has already occurred. We know who did it. The pressing question continues to be why. And so they want to have a complete understanding that hopefully can be shared across law enforcement, and it will make law enforcement writ large better at what they do, more informed, able to respond in a way that nobody responded to here to start out with. Nobody apparently saw this coming. although certainly there will be telltale clues.
Yeah, talking about the response, I'd like to talk about that a little bit more. 72 minutes the shooting went on. Why did it take so long to get officers up to that hotel room?
Well, you know, that's the first I've heard 72 minutes, you know, yesterday.
I'm sorry, 72 like minutes. Did I say 72 hours? 72 minutes. Yeah, 72
right.
minutes.
No, you did. You know, that's the longest timeline I'd heard so far. You know, part of this, I think, is, you know, time and distance to the shooting location. Typically, when we're thinking about an active shooter, you know, you're looking horizontally and thinking somebody's coming from a hallway or they're in a perch that is, you know, the same height as me. So I think that the offset, the distance to this hotel room, probably had, you know, in part an effect of concealing the source of the sound of the gunfire. And then identifying what room, what level it was, even though now, in good light, we can see from the outside what windows were blown out, and it becomes more obvious. So some of that's going to take a period of time. I suspect that some of the law enforcement response was slowed by what was going on down in the street, which is demanding a lot of attention. And then when you throw in the traffic with that, with first responders coming in, trying to attend to the wounded, others peeling off to try to get into this hotel room and find out exactly where it's coming from. Of course, one of the things you're looking to avoid as a law enforcer is kicking down the wrong hotel room door, breaching, you know, with an explosive breach the wrong door, because it's very likely to hurt somebody innocent. So they want to get it right. They certainly want to move as quickly as possible.
Yes.
And it's going to take a period of time. And frankly, to assemble a SWAT team, a tactical team, with the capability to do an explosive breach and move them from place A to place B in a big city like Las Vegas, that alone is going to take a period of time. So I can't say that 72 minutes shocks me.
Okay.
I thought it was quicker than that. But, you know, it could be that they didn't have the right people in place.
Yeah.
Very few teams in America are going to be capable of executing an explosive breach in a way that they're training appropriately and they're fully prepared to do it the right way.
Yeah, NBC News reports that the first call of the shots came in to 911 at 10:08 p.m., and then the door was breached at 11:20 p.m. That's 72 minutes. So we'll see if that's the right timeline, but that seems, it's just what chaos to imagine if it going on for an hour. Ron, real quick last question here. The FBI has said they've ruled out any ISIS connection to the Las Vegas shooter, despite the fact that ISIS has claimed it several times yesterday. That suggests that they sort of feel like they have bulletproof evidence on this, right?
Yeah, it does. You know, look, I think at first blush, this shooter certainly didn't fit any kind of demographic
right
for being inspired by ISIS. By the time we're 64, we generally have our religious beliefs, you know, charted out. This guy, you know, it seems like his driving belief was, you know, gambling. And so they're looking for those connections, of course, immediately.
Yes.
They're looking in our own holdings. They're talking within the intelligence community to see if anybody has ever heard of this guy or seen a connection. I think that was probably an easy one.
Right.
But we're still left with the very dark question of what went wrong in this guy's
head. A lot more questions here. Ron Hosko, former FBI Assistant Director, thank you very much for giving us some clarity this morning.
My pleasure.
7:24 now on WMAL.
You've heard about the deep discounts from Long Fence, but now you can really score big with the lowest prices of the year. All fences, decks, and pavers are now even more affordable. Visit longfence.com today.
I'm going from store to store. Why should you have to do that? You could just look online and get stuff, right? Well, it's a little bit harder when you're looking for things like flooring for home improvement because you want to see it, you want to touch it, right? You want to do it online. So if you're looking for quality flooring and you want incredibly low prices, you just need to get in touch with 50 Floor. Every day, their friendly flooring experts help people choose from hundreds of samples right in the comfort of their own home. So they come to your home on your schedule. They bring all the samples with them so you can sit there in the comfort of your chair and go through those samples and see how it looks in your lighting with your furniture, your cabinets. They meet your unique needs, your budget. And installation's so easy, they move all the furniture for you, so no heavy lifting. Now, during the month of October, installation is free. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, tile, or vinyl, You just contact 50Floor. Don't spend your free time running around looking for the best deal. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com today, and you use the promo code WMAL. You'll get an additional $100 discount. Go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. 50floor.com. 7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by Sun and Ski. Boy, DC crews have been busy this morning. Had the longstanding crash, 295 southbound between East Capitol Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. Now that's been gone, but still we have delays coming out of Riverdale on the BW Parkway and 50 and just inside the Beltway. And that, again, all to merge to 295, so it's still a long trip. Also, new problem for them working on the 12th Street Tunnel heading north before you get to Constitution Avenue. That's where crews are with the crash, so heavy delays through that area. All right, Maryland, if you're wondering what's going on inching along on this top side of the Beltway, had a multi-car crash, outer loop between Colesville Road and George Avenue. You should find all your lanes open now, but coming out of Beltsville, very slow. Inner loop had the rubbernecking delays and a crash. Inner loop side near Georgia, that was also cleared to the shoulder. So busy morning there, 270. Heading into Urbana, the stop and go continues off and on down to the Beltway. Donate your winter clothes during Sun and Ski's Share Your Warmth clothing drive and earn 20% in Sun and Ski cash on all purchases through October 13th. Sun and Ski, Chantilly, Falls Church, and Gaithersburg. And now from Garage Door Repair. .com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear sky as we head through this morning and mostly sunny later, 76. Tonight, clear mid-50s. Outside the Beltway, cooler. Tomorrow, sunny up near 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 57 degrees at 727 on WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
And coming up on WMAL, well, the music world reacted to the attack in Vegas, and we'll have all of those reactions for you. We'll also be joined by Trevor Maddich to tell us what happened yesterday in that game. He'll give us a breakdown. 7:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. A disappointing night for Kirk Cousins and the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, it was frustrating because we felt like we got off to a great start in the game and had a lot of good plays, and then suddenly, you know, we just couldn't sustain. We kept flipping the field.
The Skins lost to the Chiefs in Kansas City 29-20 as the Redskins now head into their bye week. Investigators are combing through the home and hotel room of Las Vegas gunman Stephen Paddock to try to discover a motive for Sunday night's attack. Neighbors in Paddock's retirement community are shocked.
There were thousands of rounds there, and as well as explosives, ammonium nitrate. That may sound familiar to people because that is the fertilizer that was used in part in the Oklahoma City bombings. So all of this is extremely chilling for the people who live here, who really thought that this was an extraordinarily safe community.
Correspondent Kyung Law. One of the victims of the Las Vegas shooting was an Anne Arundel County native. 27-year-old Tina Frost lost an eye in the attack and is now in intensive care, according to her sister. President Trump and the First Lady head to Puerto Rico today.
We are going to be seeing all of the first responders, the military, FEMA, and frankly, most importantly, we're going to be seeing the people of Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosselló said Monday the conditions on the ground continue to improve, with water and food reaching more people and gasoline more readily available. But he says there's still a long way to go. The majority of the island still doesn't have electricity, and there's still no service for most mobile phones. I'm Andrew Spencer.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,558, the NASDAQ at 65,17. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Chiefs remain unbeaten, taking down the Redskins on Monday Night Football. The Wizards open the NBA preseason with a win, and baseball's postseason begins tonight with the American League wildcard game. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Staples has everything you need for your business at low prices, like paper, ink and toner, even office furniture and technology. Right now, buy two reams of Staples brand paper and get one free. Select SKUs, in-store only, plus tax where applicable, ends 10-7. Staples, it's pro time.
You know why most people put off remodeling their kitchens? It's not that they're lazy. It's that they're overwhelmed. You gotta find the appliances, find the cabinets, find the countertop, find the best price, and then find someone to install it all. Unless, of course, you go to Bray & Scarf. We offer the area's best selection of appliances, cabinets, and countertops, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Bray & Scarf will design your dream kitchen and install everything. No contractor necessary. So find your new kitchen at Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Jumpstart your new kitchen at Bray & Scarf's Fall Cooking and Kitchen Remodeling event. This weekend, get double rebates on GE Profile packages, plus free bonus appliances and free basic installation on select GE Monogram packages. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or visit BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnais, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Hey ho, Larry O'Connor here, and you've been hearing me talk about EMP 180 weight loss since January because, well, my New Year's resolution was to lose weight, and I did it. And as proud as I am for losing weight, the real success for me has been keeping it off. That has been life-changing for me. I'm as healthy as I've ever been right now. I know more about nutrition than I ever have before, and through this EMP 180 journey, I learned that sustained weight loss is all about nutrition. EMP 180 gives you the tools needed to lose the weight, and when you do, they continue to support you so you keep it off. So, if you have weight to lose, I'm talking to you right now. Don't be afraid of failing or losing the weight and putting it right back on. Call EMP 180 and, like me, empower yourself to lose the weight for good. Locations in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or give them a call. 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180 to schedule your consultation today.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? You be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trying to push through town. It's been a little tough. 12th Street Expressway through the tunnel. Crash as you come up to Constitution Avenue. But just a few moments ago, DDOT crews say all lanes have been reopened. So I know you're sitting in that jam traffic, 12th Street area. It's going to improve as you get closer to Constitution Avenue now that we've reopened. Now, Southeast Southwest Freeway definitely bunched up in each direction coming out of Virginia, out of the Shirlington area. Let's go to the Beltway, Maryland to the Wilson Bridge. You're backing before St. Barnabas Road. Top side of the Beltway has been slower than normal. Delays beginning before you get to Route 1, College Park. That takes you around to where we had the crash between Colesville Road and Georgia Avenue. That's been cleared. And on the inner loop near Georgia Avenue had the crash that was cleared. Now, right in that same area, I'm just getting initial reports of a crash. Actually located between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard. So keep alert. They did not give me a loop, and I'll be looking in the cameras. On 95 southbound from the ICC to join the Beltway, delays slowing. And southbound 95 at 32, crash cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking, good-feeling weather. Temperature is shooting up near 80 degrees once again by midweek. The cloud around otherwise mainly clear this morning. Sunny this afternoon, 76. Mid-50s tonight, sunny 80 tomorrow. I'm Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Vienna, 43 in Bowie, 57 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, happy Tuesday morning. Joining us on this Tuesday at 7:45, so not far from now, 10 minutes, will be Trevor Maddich, WMAL Redskins analyst, to tell us, break down the game last night and where did it all go wrong. At 8:05, Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent, will tell us his take on the Las Vegas shooting and also give us any news that we may not know about. At 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow from CNBC to join us. I'm Mary Walter along with Vince Colanitz. Morning.
Good morning. So, whether you like it or not, Christmas is hurtling towards us, which you should like, by the way. Let me just recommend to you, Christmas, great time of year. Love it. But it's hurtling towards us. All sorts of things are going on. And Piers Morgan, who hosts a show called Good Morning Britain, had the luxury of having to interview Mariah Carey as she prepares for her holiday performances, I guess. So Mariah Carey has gone from, like, you know, diva pop singer to perennial Christmas music performer now, I guess. So her big time of year is now Christmas. She, like Santa Claus, she prepares all year for this moment. And then she pops out once a year to sing in front of Times Square, "All I Want for Christmas Is You." In fact, let me just go to a song that's become either really annoying to you or a sign of the season. So, yeah, so you get to hear this song every year. Mary's kind of bopping to it. I bop to it, too. I like this song. A lot of stations have figured out that this is the song that people actually enjoy listening to once per hour, every hour, all the way through Christmas. And I do have to thank Mariah Carey because that song replaced Christmas Shoes.
as the most overplayed song in the Christmas season.
I actually loathe that song. That song makes me crazy because I will break a hip trying to get to the radio to change the channel before that song comes on. When I hear the first couple of notes, I'm on it.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes.
Oh, stop. It's a scam. I'm always yelling at the man, don't buy the shoes. It's a scam. He's gonna return them and get the cash. No, don't buy the shoes.
It's a con. It's a con job.
I cannot. My pen just exploded.
Mary's pen is exploding. That's how angry she is. And then, you know, and then, of course, Mariah Carey performing All I Want for Christmas. It's good when you hear the studio performance, but when she performs it live, not so much.
For Christmas.
Oh, my God. Thank the good Lord for whoever isolated her voice there.
For Christmas.
It sounds like she's lost her voice somewhat, like a sore throat, cold type
thing.
She's
still trying.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I cannot believe you're laughing at her misfortune. She's clearly sick in this recording. It sounds like she lost her voice, she's sick.
I'll admit, I'm a little sick too.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Mariah Carey.
You're bad.
God bless her. Mariah Carey. Preparing for Christmas, of course. So she's out doing this Good Morning Britain show with Piers Morgan, who's bopped back and forth between hosting American and British shows of all kinds. And she's lying on a couch. She's dressed in a very curvy dress, a clingy dress. Mm-hmm. She's lying on a couch, lounged out like a pinup model for the interview. For the actual morning show interview, she's lying on a couch in what we call like a two box. So on one side is Piers Morgan and his co-host. The other is Mariah Carey lying on a couch. And we're going to put this up on WMAL.com in the must click section of the morning show page. But you can see Mariah Carey just lying out on her side. And so they're talking about the Christmas season and how she's preparing to perform and all these other things. But then he gets into, well, what do you think of the Vegas shooting? Now picture this. Again, she's lying on her side in the most unserious pose anybody's ever used for an interview, and Piers Morgan hits her with the "What do you think about the Vegas shooting?" question.
So what is your reaction, just on a human level, to concert goers, you know, fans of music, people who love performers like yourself, who've just gone and paid money to watch people perform on stage being targeted? We don't know who's targeted them. We can't make any assumptions, but just your
just
reaction.
The look on her face as she's listening to the question.
People that enjoy music being targeted.
Like,
in
maybe
this way.
I shouldn't be lying on my side here.
It's terrible because people are just going out to listen to music and you know, that's what they want to do. And they're really, it's just, you know, they're out for the night. And then something shocking like this happens and nobody could have expected it. And it's just wrong. I really don't know what to say.
I think she boiled it down there at the end. She doesn't know what to say because she wasn't ready for the question.
What was Piers Morgan thinking? Who cares what Mariah Carey thinks about? Sing your Christmas music. That's what she does. That's her niche.
Dance for me.
Exactly. The organ grinder's playing. Dance
look,
monkey.
It's the story of the day. Of course he should find out what her reaction is. I think he did
really?
His duty. But like, she hadn't at least even thought about the fact that she would have to answer that question.
Well, because honestly, I'm with Mariah on this one, and I'm not even a Mariah Carey fan, but I find myself defending her against both you and Piers Morgan because I'm not a Piers Morgan fan. Not that I don't love you. It was a dumb question to ask her. I don't think it was. She clearly wasn't expecting it because she's lying on her side. It's awkward at best.
She's lying on
it's
her
ridiculous.
Side.
It's ridiculous.
The trick here is if somebody starts asking you a question that's that heavy, don't you pop up? Don't you like sit up straight and you're like, you know, let me answer this question seriously.
Well, she probably didn't know what to do. I don't know. I just...
She's lying on her side. She never breaks pose, by the way. She continues to lie on her side, like, head in her hand, answering the question. I just don't know what to say.
And I would like to point out, you mock her Christmas music, but the Christmas music thing is very lucrative. If you have a hit, it goes on forever and ever. Irving Berlin, who was born Israel Bilin in Israel, wrote White Christmas and Happy Holidays and Easter Parade, knowing full well those are classics, eternal, and you'll always get the residuals.
They never expected performances like this.
For Christmas.
744 on WMAL.
Mean.
Do you need a will or a trust? Do you use a 401k or a Roth? Do you have a little time on Sunday morning at 8? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini here on WMAL.
So every year we get Mariah Carey, but there is a reason year after year local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. This is Vince Colonnaise. When you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Consider the story of Peggy and Dave of Hyattsville. They were ready to sell, and they looked to Frank to get the job done. True to form, Frank delivered them an offer in 2 weeks for more than, get this, $96,000 over asking price. There's no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it. Guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel. And now I'm proud to say this. I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. It's been a tough morning heading into town with the couple incidents that we've had. So that is past tense on 12th Street, heading through the tunnel up to Constitution Avenue. Crash cleared and the delays are easing. So if you typically use the 12th Street Expressway there, it's getting much better. Still quite jammed. Southbound 295, we had the crash between East Capitol Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. Then we had the stalled car, so I'm still checking out big delays off of both 50 and the BW Parkway out of Riverdale and Cheverly. So plan accordingly. Extra time needed for everyone there. On the top side of the Beltway, started off with the crash between Colesville Road and George Avenue with delays as you come out of Greenbelt and off of I-95. 270. You've been calm this morning, but a lot of you make that trip every morning out of Frederick, so we have to stop and go before you get to Route 80 Urbana into Rockville to the lane divide. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny skies, a high of 76. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 56. And then tomorrow, mainly sunny highs, a little bit warmer, high around 80. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 57 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
Cousins is set, takes a snap, looks, still looking, going deep to the end zone. Dropped as he hit the ground. Oh no, that was Josh Doctson. He had caught it, and as he came down, hit the ground, it was dislodged.
And that was WMAL's Redskins analyst Larry Michael with the end of the game last night. Literally 4 seconds left. Larry, good morning. Oh, Larry, no, what a...
The voice of the Redskins.
Trevor, yeah, Trevor,
and
I'm
our,
sorry.
And our beloved WMAL analyst, Trevor Mattis, joins us now.
Exactly. So thank you for that.
Of course.
I appreciate
it's
that.
It's disorienting, especially when you watch a pass like that.
Idiot. Yeah, Trevor, thank you. Sorry about that, Trevor. So what happened? You heard Larry. You heard Larry there. What happened?
Good. Everything is lost now. All is lost. So tell us what happened last night. How did it all fall apart?
Well, it fell apart because after a good start, the Redskins' offense went away for a long time, and they didn't have a drive after their first field goal to go up 10-0. They didn't have a drive on offense that lasted more than 3 minutes until much, much later in the game. That meant that the Redskins' defense had to stay on the field a much longer time and defend many more plays than they did in the last 2 weeks when they looked so good. And the defense eventually wore down.
It seemed like that the team was performing well up until the final quarter. I mean, the Redskins, you know, I talked to a lot of people. They felt like the Redskins looked good yesterday. I mean, they were coming out of two wins. They were facing a Chiefs team that is had been thus far undefeated, remains undefeated now. But in terms of just looking for a team that is performing at a professional level, the Redskins did that last night, no?
You know what they did, and for all the difficulties that they had, they were on the road at the loudest stadium in the NFL playing the last team that's undefeated, I believe. Certainly one of the best teams in the NFL right now. And they played it right down to the wire. The Redskins missed some opportunities, but that game was tied with just a few seconds to go, literally. And I thought that the Redskins won't accept that as a moral victory. But there's a lot in this game that Redskins fans can look to be excited about, because a lot of things that they did were things that they've done much better in recent years, especially on the defensive side of the ball, especially getting pressure on the passer. I mean, for most of the game, the Redskins' pass rush continued to be a revelation that it has not been in recent years. This year, they've been collapsing pockets, and they did it again against the Chiefs.
All right, well, we'll see if they can pick things up as they head into the bye week. The Redskins, I thought, looked good, but as you pointed out, things collapsed towards the end. Now it's just a matter of finishing going forward. Thank you very much, Trevor Maddich, for giving us a quick rundown of the game last night.
Sure, you're very welcome, and I'll give my best to Larry.
Please do. All right, appreciate that. 7:50 now on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto Owners Insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Your heart is amazing, pumping 2,000 gallons of blood through your body every day. But if something goes wrong inside, like a valve problem or a structural or congenital heart defect, you'd want the region's leading team of cardiac physicians at your side. Like the specialists at MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Recognized nationally by U.S. News and World Report, our team approach to structural heart disease is one of many reasons for our national recognition. For 10 years, we've participated in every major clinical trial for TAVR, an advanced minimally invasive approach to aortic valve replacement. And we've performed more of these procedures than any other team in the Baltimore-Washington region. We have the experience you can trust. When you need an expert structural heart team, don't miss a beat. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/structural heart or schedule an appointment at 202-877-DOCS. That's 202-877-DOCS.
Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellenton with Fellenton Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. Recently, I met with a family whose mom needed to live in a nursing home, and they learned that Medicare wouldn't cover the $14,000 a month bill. But with my knowledge and familiarity with these situations, I was able to help them get their mom's nursing home bill paid by Medicaid and help them keep their hard-earned money. And I can do the same for you. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055, 301-610-0055, or find us online at fellentonlaw.com. That's FELINTON law.com.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Morning, Landon.
Hey there, Mary. Good morning. Well, more record highs for the major indexes yesterday. Futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street today. Fiat Chrysler just issued a recall of a whopping 700,000 SUVs for a brake defect. Check with your dealer if you drive a Jeep Grand Cherokee or a Dodge Durango, model years 2011 through 2014. Las Vegas is getting back to business after the deadliest massacre in U.S. history Sunday night and vigils last night. The FBI continues its investigation. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump will be in Las Vegas tomorrow. He's heading to Puerto Rico today to look at the damage from Hurricane Maria. And $5 to take out your own money? ATM fees have hit record highs for out-of-network withdrawals. Bankrate says cities with fees above $5 include Washington, D.C., as well as Pittsburgh, New York, Cleveland, and Atlanta. Maple is in, pumpkin spice heading out. USA Today says more maple foods are on the market and maple-related Google searches are skyrocketing. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components. Assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
7:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hi, Jamie.
Gary, good morning. Busy morning it's been. I'm still talking about the delays on the Greenway to the toll road. In fact, they're growing now near 606, and that's to get by the crash as you would get on to 28. And then we also had one on the toll road. So that entire corridor, like I said, a very tough trip. Greenway onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston and south on 28 out of Sterling. So be prepared for that. Now on 66, Manassas most of the way to Nutley Street, very heavy into the sun glare this morning as well. 395 most of the way from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge, seeing very little break. We had a problem downtown in the 12th Street Tunnel with the crash near Constitution Avenue. It's cleared, and you can now take that much better through that area. Now let's get into the Wheaton Glenmont area on Randolph Road. If you use Randolph, you might want to avoid heading west of George Avenue in the westbound direction for the crash before you get to Wheaton High School. Very slow traffic. Update is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. It's 800-808-5181. Again, 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear sky as we head through this morning and mostly sunny later, 76. Tonight, clear mid-50s. Outside the Beltway, cooler. Tomorrow, sunny up near 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 57 degrees. It's 7:56 on WMAL.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at sanaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution, sanaspinesurgery.com. Get your game back.
Mattress Warehouse has extended their Columbus Day sale, giving you more time to save up to 70% on a great night's sleep. Hurry in and get a free box spring or a free adjustable base upgrade with select purchases. Visit sleephappens.com for a Mattress Warehouse store near you.
Imagine bringing home a new puppy. And
they got parasites, bacteria.
Seven on Your Side's Nathan Vaca goes undercover at a national pet chain accused in a class action of selling sick animals. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 5.
Kevin's not-so-wonderful life.
Lost my job, had to move in with my sister.
Is about to take a turn toward the amazing.
Kevin, you've been chosen to save the world.
Oh, okay, cool.
How am I supposed to save the world?
Change yourself.
By putting others before yourself. Helping those in need.
Change the world.
I feel like I'm getting a second chance. I feel
good. One of Entertainment Weekly's must-watch new shows. Kevin probably saves the world.
Tonight at 10, followed by ABC 7 News at 11. On Your Side. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Vince, what's coming up on WMAL?
Well, the President of the United States may meet with the mayor of San Juan today face-to-face. No more tweeting. Time to be speaking to each other.
And Dan Bongino will be joining us to give us his take on the shooting in Las Vegas and also any news that he may have, any developments he'll